Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Tasaman Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on Tasaman Aleph. So that's the Mishnah. Mishloi Chag B'yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Chagig Eskol HaRegel B'yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag. A person didn't bring his karma Chagiga on the first day of Sukkot. He has Tashlum in the entire Sukkot and even Shmini Atzeres. However, Avar HaRegel V'loi Chag Yino Chai B'achar Yusai. Once Shmini Atzeres passes, the whole Yom Tov is over and he still didn't bring his Chagiga, so then he can't make it up anymore. And Alzen Emar Me'uva Sol Yuchal Liskoin V'chason Yuchal Limanois. That's something that's crooked, can't be fixed. There's nothing he could do to fix it. He missed his chance. He says that no. What's something which is crooked that can't be fixed? It's something more serious. It's something that he can't even do tshuva for it. It's someone who was ba'al an erva and through that relationship had a child that's a mamzer. So now even if he does tshuva, lemaisa, he can't fix the fact that there's a walking mamzer around in the world. So that's his avera is constantly there. If you'll say, no, there's another avera, someone who steals, that's not true. And he could always return what he stole, and like that he could fix what he did. Rav Shim ben Yochai Yomer, you only call something twisted if it originally was fixed, and originally it was straight, and then it became twisted. Otherwise, it's not called twisted. So what's this referring to? V'ezez, etam mechachem, apayish men ha-toyra. It's referring to Talmud Chacham. So he was straight, and then he was Peirish Min HaTorah, he became Me'uvais, that's something which is not able to be fixed. Can't do tshuva. Or at least very difficult to do tshuva. Now, Minahani Mili, how do we know this? How do we know that when it comes to Sukkot, you have the whole Sukkot and even Shmini Atzeres for Tashlumen? Says the Gemara Tumah Kairis. Makar number one, Am Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yechanan, who's Namaira, said over in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, then Nemar Atzeres B'Shvi Shal Pesach, and Nemar Atzeres B'Shvi Shal Chag, we have a Gzei Roshava Atzeres Atzeres from the seventh day of Pesach to Shmini Atzeres. Ma'al Halon Tashlumen, Avkano Tashlumen. Just like the seventh day of Pesach could be utilized for Tashlumen, so too Shmini Atzeres could be utilized for Tashlumen. And says the Gemara that Mufna, this type of Gzeir Shava is obviously using an extra word in the Gzeir Shava. The Lav Mufna, the Ikala Mifrach. Because if it's not Mufna, so then you could ask a Pircha on the Gzeir Shava, and we wouldn't say the Gzeir Shava. What's the Pircha we could say? We could ask that Ma'al Shvi Shal Pesach Shekinenu Chalik Mishalafanav. Taimer Bishmini Shochak Shochalik Mishalafanav. You can't compare Shvi Shal Pesach to Shmini Atzeres. Shvi Shal Pesach is an ordinary day of Pesach, so to speak. It's the same as all the other 6 days. However, Shmini Atzeres is totally different than the rest of Sukkot, and therefore you can't compare one to the other. To which the Gemara says, yeah, lie, enachanami, afnuye mufna, this gzereshav is taka using an extra word. What's the extra word? Michti, let's look at the posuk. My Atzeres, first of all, what does the very word Atzeres mean? It means atzor basiyas malacha, it means you can't do malacha. Now the question is why by Shvi Shal Pesach does the Torah have to describe Shvi Shal Pesach as Atzeres? Like Sivoy Sasa Malacha, it already says about the Shvi Shal Pesach that you're not allowed to do Malacha. Atzeres the Katz of Rachman al Amalis. Why does the Torah have to also describe it as Atzeres? El Shram Min Allah Fnuye, it must be to make it extra so that we could say Gzei Rishava even though we have a Pircha. V'tana Ma'isi L'mahacha, a second makar for this halacha that you have Shmini Atzeres for Tashlumen, a tana brought from the following. V'tana, we learned in the Braisa, if a chagaysa ma'isi chag l'ashem shivas yamim, it says you should bring the carbon chagiga 7 days, yachli echagig v'hoyle kol shiva. I might think you should bring it the whole yomtiv 7 times, 7 days. Tam alaymer, I say, no, it's only one carbon chagiga. I say at the chagig, you only bring one, you don't bring it all 7 days. So why does it say seven? Tashlumen. It means that you could bring it all 7 days. You have 7 days for Tashlumen. And how do I know that if you didn't bring the Karma Chagiga, that you have Shmini Atzeres for Tashlumen? That you have the whole 7th month, which means you have the whole Yom Tif that falls out in the 7th month, even Shmini Atzeres. So that's this Tanis Makar, that Shmini Atzeres could be utilized for Tashlumen. Now just the Braisa asked, that Ibuchidash Ashvi, Yachli Chaidash Kulai. If it says Chaidash Ashvi, so maybe you could bring the carbon chagiga the entire 7th month, even after Sukkot is over. Tamulaimer Isai, the Pasuk again says, Isai at the Chaigig via Chaigig Chutzalai. And now you can only bring the carbon chagiga during the Yamtif, during at least Shmini Atzeres, and not after that. Now, who says the Gemara, my Tashlumen, what is this whole Tashlumen business? How does Tashlumen work? So says the Gemara, Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tashlumen Rishayin, that every day of Yom Tov that you have Tashlumen, it's all just a makeup for day one. Rabbi Yishayo Amar Tashlumen Zelazeh. And no, any day could be Tashlumen, for has the potential of being Tashlumen for the day before, let's slap Dafka for the first day. Namai Benai, what's Nafkamino? Am Rabbi Zeir Rechiger B'yam Rishayin V'nispashit B'yam Shein Ika Benayu. Nafkamino is the person who's a cripple on day one and he's Pata from Ria. And then on the second day he got better. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tashlumen L'Rishon Kevin L'Chazi B'Rishon L'Chazi B'Sheni. He says since the person wasn't chayav on the first day, and every day of Tashlumen is just a makeup for day one, he has nothing to make up. He wasn't chayav on day one, so there's no chiyuv to make up. The mele he's going to be patur the entire Yom Tov. Rabbi Yishayo Amar Tashlumen Zelazeh. And no, every day has the potential of being Tashlumen for the day before, even if he wasn't chayav on day one. So after Gavdol L'Chazi B'Rishon L'Chazi B'Sheni, even if a person wasn't chayav on day one, he could be chayav on day two, and then day three would be a makeup for day two. That's how Tashlumen works, and so that's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishayah.